you will see here the title of our message for this fourth Sunday of Advent. And what is that, saints? How far is Bethlehem? Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, let's just join our hearts in prayer, and then we'll get started. Praise your name, Lord God Almighty. We thank you. You who are Emmanuel, God with us. Lord God Almighty, wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. We love you today, Lord Jesus. And we say thank you. Thank you for all of your goodness unto us. Thank you. And Lord, right now, we ask that you would speak, Lord Jesus. Speak directly into our hearts. And just have your transforming ways in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we, your people, we're listening. We're listening. And we thank you, Lord, for the ability to listen. Amen. For the ability to yield to the Holy Spirit. To the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives. To the Holy Spirit's transforming presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you ahead of time for all that you're going to do. And through your word in our lives this day. And it's in your name we all expectantly join together to say, amen. And amen. Amen. There's a story of two young boys who were spending the night at their grandparents' the week before Christmas. And at bedtime, the two little fellas, they knelt by the bed and they were saying their prayers. And the younger one began praying at the top of his lungs. And he started screaming, and Lord, I want that new Nintendo, please. And oh God, I want that bicycle. Lord, you know the one I saw the other day. Lord, over there. Lord, you know. And I wanted this game that you know. I showed it to you, Lord. And his older brother said, man, why you keep talking so loud and shouting? God isn't deaf. And he says, no, God is not deaf, but Grandma is. Hallelujah. He knew what was going on. He knew the real deal. Praise God. Amen. That God works through grandparents. Amen. He knew this. Praise God. The title of our message is How Far is Bethlehem? I want to ask you, saints, as a special day gets closer, how many have had that experience where you just get more and more excited, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or a graduation or something special? Somebody must be graduating back there. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. A Christmas even, you're just so excited, you know. It's like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait until such and such happens. I can't wait until such and such happens. As Sharon sang for us this morning, Oh Holy Night, there was a verse that she sang, a thrill of hope. You know, that's when anticipation, it gives us a thrill of hope. And the weary world rejoices at your coming, Lord Jesus. And we get this thrill within our hearts, amen. Sometimes it's hard to wait. But our scripture tells us today, and Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. To be taxed with his Mary, his wife, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. All right. How many have ever taken a trip and you were just so excited, and somebody in your car kept asking the question, are we there yet? Are we there yet? A lot of times it's the younger ones who keep asking that question. But I've asked it a couple of times myself, you know, lately. Hallelujah. Are we there yet? Are we there? It seems like we can't get there fast enough. And have you noticed that it seems longer getting to the place than it is coming back? It's like you zip right home. I'm like, was this the same? Do we go the same way? But getting there, it's like it's longer. But that has to do with the anticipation and the excitement, you know. Oh, are we there yet? Are we there yet? There's a story of a little fella. He was sitting in the back seat. He kept asking his mom, are we there yet? They were on their way to amusement park. She says, no, hon, no, hon. So about the 30th time, are we there yet? She says, no, and I want you to not ask me anymore. You will know when we get there. I can't ask. No, you can't ask. So he sat there, and 5 minutes, he was just about to, he was about to pop. And so he says, Mom, you think by the time we get there, I'll be adult enough to ride the adult rides? This is a little kid. It's taken us so long. I won't get on the kiddie rides. I have to go over to the adults. And his mother just had to crack up then because, you know, she just knew he couldn't help his little self. Praise God. Well, saints, we see that Mary and Joseph, they traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem by foot. And it was really a long ways. From Nazareth to Bethlehem, saints, is like from Cleveland to Canton, Ohio. Now, I tell people, I live so close to my family. You know, I just can get on the freeway, and I'm there in an hour and 15 minutes. I am so close. I love being in Cleveland because I'm so close to my family. And I thought about that. I said, now, if I had to walk to Canton, I wouldn't be saying it was close. I'm going to tell you, I'm like, woo, wow, they're far away. I don't think I'm going to be over there, you know, because that's a long way when you're going by foot, amen. And here they were. It was a great distance for this pregnant teenager and for her fiancé. And it wasn't no freeways we got now. I mean, it was rough roads, you know. It wasn't paved. It was ridges. It was valleys that they had to go through. And for those riding in chariots or wagons or in cars, the distance would be shorter. But for Mary and Joseph, saints, it was a great distance. I want us to look at the first point in our sermon note sheet for today. And the question is, how far is the destination? How far, my friend, is the goal or aspiration you have set for yourself? Now, we've all set goals, amen? We've got little goals, big goals, all kinds of goals. Now, if you're moving forward toward that goal, toward that mountain, no matter how slow you may think you're going or how slow the ride may seem to be, but if you keep putting that energy and you keep on moving, saints, it is getting closer every day. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's getting closer. It's getting closer every day. If you keep on moving toward your goal, it is getting closer every day. Amen. Now, as Christians, we are on our way to the promised land. This is not our home. We're traveling through. Amen. We are on our way to the promised land. And we're on our way to the goals that we have set. The Lord Jesus is with us. But sometimes in our frustration, we think, oh, I'm not moving fast enough. Oh, I'm not being transformed fast enough. Oh, this and this and that. But you know, when we really look back over our lives and we begin to really think things over, saints, we can truly say that the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. Hallelujah. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be because I know what the Lord has done for me. Amen. And we got to just determine and resolve, I'm going to keep on marching on, pressing on, praising on, and I'm going to press on until one day I claim that prize. Hallelujah. Now, our text for today, saints, it focuses on the details of Jesus' arrival among humankind. Now, it was a long and tedious journey for Jesus to come all the way from heaven to earth, but it was necessary. He did it because of his great love for us. It was a long journey from heaven to earth. And the book of Matthew, it details a lengthy genealogy that tells us the extent of the biological journey that proceeded through the generation, saints, as Jesus traveled from heaven to this world. And it's a path that reaches into palaces and it reaches into the poorest of places. For scripture tells us that he was born and laid in a manger, one of the poorest places someone could be. Now, his traveling, it included kings such as David. It included dark-colored women like Ruth. It included saintly women like Mary and even not-so-saintly women like Rahab. They were all in Jesus' lineage. And when the book of Luke opens, Christ's journey to this world, we see after hundreds of years, it was about to culminate. And it begins with a familiar scene of an angel, announcing to Mary and Joseph, that the Holy Spirit has placed a child within you. And this child is the Messiah. This child is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there they are. Wow, this angel is telling them these things. And when Mary and Joseph accepted, they said, "Be unto us, yes, Lord, yes, Lord." When they accepted their surrogate status, Mary immediately became a surrogate mother. Amen. And Joseph, he immediately assumed the awesome task of serving as stepfather to the Son of God. Well, saints, as Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to be taxed, the time came for the child to be born. So I want us to notice today that Christ's arrival is not without notice. People noticed that something happened, all right? Christ's arrival was not without notice. We see the shepherds. They're out in the field, and they're tending to their flock, and they were kind of cast out because they were out there with the sheep, and they smelled, and so people look down on shepherds, you know. But look what God said, all right? So they're in the fields, and all of a sudden, there's angels. Whoa! And the angels are telling them that there is a child that is being born, and you will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And so we just see here the journey of Jesus. It's recorded. And his details of his arrival and how people began to notice, amen. And his journey throughout time, hallelujah. And the rest of the New Testament, it details the additional stops that he made en route to the heart of every believer. That's Jesus' goal, to come from heaven all the way down, to make it into my heart, to make it into your heart. That's why he came. And he made some stops on his way to your heart and to my heart. So I want us to see that in miles, Bethlehem was not far from Nazareth. And they had about 5 miles to run to go see Jesus. And I want us to look at the mindset, not just of the shepherds, but also other characters related to the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. And I want us to just look and reflect and see if we can find ourselves embedded in some of these characters. And I want us to know, Saint, that their distance from Bethlehem might also be our distance of really knowing or not knowing, being close or not being close, and recognizing God's presence in our lives and responding to that presence. All right, let's look at Mary and Joseph first. What does our sermon note sheet say? For Mary and Joseph, it was a journey into faith. Hallelujah. All right, every Jewish man, he resented having to do it, but he had to go and pay his taxes to Rome because Herod wanted to know, first of all, how many men he had in under his domain, because if he wanted to go to war, he wanted to be able to count. I got this many men. So they had to go and register, and they had to go and pay taxes. All right, so here Joseph is going, and this is an act of faith. Because it meant that he had to take his pregnant fiancée, and they knew people's tongues were wagging, and people were talking about him. I don't see a ring there, and all stairs and all kinds of things. But they just knew what Jesus is. He's the lifter of our heads. So they just went on and obeyed the Lord through what the angels had told them. For Mary, it was the same. It was a journey into Bethlehem. And here she was. Scripture says she was great with child. How many know doing a whole lot of walking and getting on a donkey, if you're not pregnant, it's not a comfortable ride? But if you are, that is a real uncomfortable ride. That is a real difficult walk. Amen. But praise God, she was strong. She was strong. Her ancestors had delivered children in the desert. Amen. Some strong women. Amen. But her journey to Bethlehem meant that she was going to have to show the same strength. She was going to have to rise up with the help of God, and she could do it. Both Mary and Joseph knew God, praise God. They knew God, and they acted on their faith and not their fears. How many know we can let our fears start talking to us, and I can't try that. I want you to touch your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, faith, not fear. Faith, not fear. Mary and Joseph acted on their faith, not their fears. We all have fears, but we have to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to step out on faith. Just get down, fear. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, there are many of us among us today who know God as well, praise God. The distance between the fulfillment of our destinies, amen, and this present moment may be to the degree that we are able to rise up in faith and not in fear, amen. Oh, high five your neighbor and say, rise up in faith. Whatever it is, rise up in faith. Rise up in faith. Hallelujah. Don't let your fear keep you from what God has for you. Hallelujah. So how far is Bethlehem? It is as close as our faith in God. That's what it is. That's how far Bethlehem is, as close as our faith in God. All right. So Mary and Joseph, it was a journey into faith. Well, let's look at Herod, King Herod. For him, it was no journey. King Herod sat in his palace on his throne. He was 5 miles away from Bethlehem, but as far as he was concerned, it could have been 5,000 because he wasn't going to worship no king. In fact, he saw the Christ child as a threat to his power, and he tried to have all little baby boys murdered because he was afraid he was threatened by the Christ child. He was only 5 miles away. But he stood so far from God, saints. For Herod, the distance to Bethlehem, it was even too great to be considered. And yet today, we have people who are just like Herod. Amen. There is a church in every neighborhood. And in our neighborhood, we got one on every block. Amen. All right. But there are still about 80% who don't come to church or don't know the Lord Jesus. There are those who will not walk to church. There are those when they are surfing their TV. We're on every day. There's a lot of other churches are too. And they're surfing. Their hearts are just so hard. They just surf on by us. Go on to BET or whatever they're trying to look for. There was a story. I heard this testimony. He was a pastor at this time. But he said at one time he was really an alcoholic. And he said he was surfing. He had been drinking. And he couldn't get up, really, and he couldn't get the remote to change. And there was a pastor preaching. He said, I don't want to hear this, but I can't get up, and I can't change the channel. So he decided to listen. He got saved. He got saved. He got saved. The man got on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got a church. He's making a difference for Jesus Christ in this world. So I don't know if we need to pray, Lord, don't let them be able to change the channel. Make it get stuck on our program. Yeah, Lord. Use us, Lord, is our prayer. Amen. But there are those, if they just keep on surfing by, they're unwilling to humble themselves, to acknowledge their need for God in their lives. And they just don't realize, oh, we need the Lord. We all need the Lord. And, you know, those of us who know the Lord, we sing that great hymn, draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to thy bleeding, precious side, because we all need the Lord. Well, saints, how far is Bethlehem? For those who refuse, like Herod, to praise God, for those who refuse to acknowledge their need for God, the distance is great. Bethlehem is so great. Oh, it's because their hearts are so far and they're not even interested and they refuse to listen to God and to obey God and come to God. Oh, and they stay close to God. So like Herod, it was no journey. Well, the shepherds, let's look at them. For the shepherds, it was a joyous hallelujah. There were shepherds, scripture said, close by who watched their sheep by night. They were only there a few minutes from the shelter. I mean, they were so close. When those angels started singing the glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, they just turned like that and said, let's go. Amen. And scripture says, when they heard the song of the heavenly host, they just let go of all doubts. They let go of all anxieties. Oh, they just left their flock and they started singing and praising with the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. And on earth, peace and goodwill toward all. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We can have that joy in our spirits the same way. The same is true for those of us today who are close to God, who are willing to listen to the voice of God in our lives. We can sing His praise continually. We can be joyful no matter what the circumstances in our lives. Hallelujah. Those of us who are listening to God's voice, we know that it's God that woke us up this morning. We may think that alarm clock did it, but God used that alarm clock, but God was the one that woke us up. God is the one that has enabled us right now to live, move, turn our head, and have our being right now. And God is going to be the one that is going to allow us to go to sleep tonight, and we'll have sweet sleep in the Lord. That's the Lord who does that. We know that it's God that provides for us. It's God that protects us. It's God that makes a way for us. It's God that's a shield about us. It's God that's the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And so we're able to praise. We're able to gladly sing God's praises, amen, for the entire world to hear. So you go ahead and you blast up BB and CCY and anybody else you got in your car. Go ahead. Yeah, we want the world to know it's Jesus. Jesus saved. Jesus is the reason for this season. And I tell people, Merry Christmas. Some people, they say nothing back. Some people say Happy Holidays back, whatever. But Jesus is the reason for this season. And I'm going to be Holy Ghost bold, and I'll talk to you about Him if you got some time. Hallelujah. Let's be bold for the Lord Jesus. Amen. And let's be joyous. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, got joy today? Got joy? Got joy? Got joy? Is it possible to have joy? Is it possible to be praising God? Hallelujah. While we're doing our Monday, everyday chores. Yeah, we get tired of washing the dishes, cooking, bringing in the food. Hallelujah. Washing, cleaning. Oh, thank you, Brian. Hallelujah. But all these mundane things. But we can have joy while we busting them suds. Amen. Praise God. Now, it seems like a strange question to ask. Can we have joy? Can we be praising while we're loading the dishwasher? Hallelujah. But it's a good question, saints. Because in our 21st century, we are where we're not taking the time to listen to the voice of God. We're too busy running here and there. And we get upset when we have to do something too many times. We start doing the dishes like, you know. I remember one time my mother asked me to cut that salad, and I was cutting the carrots. I was cutting them like that. My mother said, I don't want no parts of that salad. I'm not eating that salad because you're not making that salad with joy. I'm like, what? But I learned at that moment, even when you're cutting up carrots, cutting up tomatoes, amen, Mary, you can do it with joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy in our spirit. Amen. In our heart. It's hard. Praise God. That's why we got Jesus. Amen. When we can't, God can. Amen. Amen. Praise God. In our spiritual journey group, the last few months, we have been reflecting on Brother Lawrence. And he was born, his name, original name was Nicholas Herman, around 1610. And near the middle of his life, he entered into a monastery in Paris, France. His daily work in the monastery was in the kitchen, providing meals for a community of monks that numbered about 100 men or so. While Brother Lawrence was obedient to the daily routines of the monastery, he went to chapel at all appointed times in order to pray and worship. He also, everybody say also, also found a way to pray and praise in the kitchen. He practiced the presence of God in this ordinary routine task associated with the kitchen. So whether he was slicing bread, whether he was peeling potatoes, whether he was washing the dishes, whatever he did it with the love and joy of God. He did what he was doing as God was right next to him. So just be mindful of that. Whatever you're doing, washing clothes, washing the car, vacuuming the floor, when you're doing your homework, going to work every day, going through the snow, going through traffic, all kinds of things can get to us, amen? But you can practice the presence of God in the midst of it, hallelujah. We have the same privilege as Brother Lawrence. And for Brother Lawrence, Bethlehem was no distance from him. Praise God, because he loved the Lord with all of his heart. So the question is, how far is Bethlehem? For the true believer, the journey to worship on Sunday is a joy. We're here because we love the Lord, amen? And we are joyous and we are so glad to be here today, praise God. It's a happy time for us to gather, to be able to say thank you, Lord, together. Thank you that you've called us to be your people. And we come with joy in our spirits, amen, and pep in our step, hallelujah. How far is Bethlehem? For the true believer, it's not close enough, because we just want to keep on getting closer and closer to our Lord and Savior. Amen, because it's all about Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you better recognize, it's all about Jesus. Oh, it's all about Jesus. Amen. In him we live, move, and have our being. Well, going from the shepherds to the wise men. For the wise men, it was a long journey. Amen. Now, the wise men, they traveled approximately 900 miles to get to Jesus. Now, that's in a car, that's a long trip in a car, in a plane, you know, but they were on camels, and they traveled for months. They traveled for months to get to Jesus. And when the wise men finally arrived, Scripture tells us that they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen. They traveled a great distance to be in the presence of God. And they brought to the Lord Jesus their very best. Hallelujah. And saints, it was that long journey. It took them many months. But they wanted to see the King of Kings. They wanted to be in the presence of the Lord of Lords and the Savior of the world. And so they came and they worshiped him and they brought him their best. And today, saints, there are many who come into the presence of God after a long journey ourselves. You could just raise your hand if you've been through something in your life. Amen. If you done took a long journey some kind of way in your life. Amen. All right, there are some of us who have been through some hard difficulties. We've experienced death in our lives, loved ones. We've experienced losses of many kinds and griefs of many kinds. And here at Glenville, we know this. That's why Laverne continually, she starts up those grief classes, because we all be having losses in our lives, even from the loss of a pet. You know, it's just good to come and allow her to minister to us so that we in turn can minister to ourselves and to others. Amen. We've all had all kinds of suffering. We've had financial loss, some of us. Some of us, our jobs. We've had family problems. We've had marital dysfunction. We've had kids dysfunction, parents dysfunction. We've had all kinds of things. Amen. Praise God. We have come to the presence of God through a long journey, but we are here. And turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, mighty glad you're here today. Mighty glad you're here. Praise your name. We are here today. We come with joy in our spirits and pep in our steps. Amen. We come with our tithes and our offerings like the wise men who brought their gifts. And we come to offer our best. We come to offer our praise. Hallelujah. For just being thankful for the journey. How many are glad just to be alive in Jesus Christ today? Oh, I'm glad to be alive in Jesus Christ today. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Some of us, we didn't come a mighty long way, saints. And it's only because of God's grace and God's mercy, God's patience, God's kindness, God's loving kindness, which is always towards us. Thank you, Lord. God has brought us through. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. So our question for today is, how far are we from God? Yes, brothers, yes, sisters, we should consider that the distance between ourselves and God can only be shortened by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, as we celebrate Advent today, this fourth Sunday, as we celebrate Christ coming, there are many right here today, we're still a far distance from the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's different distances as there are those of us today. Now, there's different distances we have in our own lives with one another. We got family members we not speaking to. We got co-workers that we just can't even stand to look at it. I'm not gonna go to the lunchroom and sit over there. We got some issues, amen, with some enemies, people, neighbors we can't stand. If they don't shut that dog up, I'm gonna go over and shoot him myself. We got all kinds of issues, amen. Hallelujah. The gap between ourselves and God is too great. The gap between ourselves and others are too great for us to be able to handle alone. We need the Lord Jesus. That's why Christ came all the way from heaven down, because he knew we needed a Savior. He knew we had issues. He knew he had to save us and to give us life, amen, and that he could reconcile us to God and reconcile us one to another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you today, Lord Jesus. It's Christ's love, saints, that is the bridge between us and God. It's Christ's love. Amen. It's Christ's love that helps us in our estranged relationships. It ain't easy living with other people. Amen. I saw somebody had a shirt on and said, I don't discriminate. I hate everybody. Okay. All right. All right. But sometimes it is hard living with people. All right. It's hard working with them. It's hard. Okay. All right, and getting along and being able to come together is impossible without Jesus Christ, amen. Without Jesus, it can't happen, amen. So each believer, we should ask ourselves the question, for me, I'm not looking to my left or right, for me, how far is Bethlehem? How close am I to you, Lord God? Am I close or am I still far away? Help me, Lord Jesus. Those who find yourselves at a distance from God, just resolve right now. I'm coming close. That's all you got to do is say, I'm determined. I'm going to get closer. I'm going to get where I know you so well. And come to the spiritual journey class. Come to life sharing. Come to all of the Bible studies we got. Mary Sensation. We got it here. You just got to come and learn it and then go put it into practice. Amen. The distance from us to God is as close is from us to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's just how close it is, praise God, saints. And when God looked at us and saw our condition, how messed up, we some messed up folks. We got some issues from here to there, amen. And God saw that and God says, oh, I need to send out this divine call because my people need help. And Jesus said, here am I, send me. And hallelujah, Jesus began that journey all the way from heaven. And it was a long distance from heaven to earth, which took light years to travel. But guess what, saints? It was an even longer distance from Bethlehem into our hearts. It was more easier for him to come from heaven down to that manger. But it's from that manger into our hearts that's even the longer distance for Jesus. Oh, for the non-believer today, Bethlehem is a long distance. Oh, for those who know Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, we know God is not distant. God is right here with us. God is only a prayer away. Tell your neighbor, God is only a prayer away. Just shoot up those dart prayers. God'll catch it. God don't put you on hold. God's line ain't busy, amen. God said, call on me. I'll show you some mighty and great things. Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you all today, pray to God for a listening heart. Let's, as individuals and as families and a congregation, let's this new year develop a listening heart for God's voice. And I promise you that if we would do that, we would begin to experience new levels of joy, new levels of victory in our lives. Amen. Regardless of what's going on around us. And the Lord is working with me deeply on this. And the Lord told me yesterday, different things I'd be praying for. The Lord says, I'm not going to just answer all those things for you because I want you to learn joy in me in the midst of whatever. Joy in me. And I'm going to show you some mighty things, but that's the lesson that you must learn. And I'm going to learn my lesson because I want all that God has for me. I want what God has for me. Amen. Praise your name. And if we develop this listening to God's voice and rising up in joy and in obedience. You won't have to tell nobody about it because all they have to do is look at you. They'll see a glow. Woo! Hallelujah! They'll see that pep in your step, in your glide. You won't even have to say a thing. Hallelujah. They'll know that something didn't happen. And it's Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus, my friend. Oh, you'll have a glow about you. And because you know whatever you in, God ain't going to leave you nor forsake you. God is going to make a way for you out of no way. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that's how we know that God gave his one and only son. Hallelujah. That we might have life. And that he came and he suffered and he died on a cross. He was buried and he rose again that we might have life eternal and abundantly in him. So ask God for a God-listening heart. Oh, that God would just do this. Do it, my friend. Do it, say. It's for your own good. It's for your own eternal good. And it's for your own good right now that you can experience the fruits of the Spirit, even in the midst of craziness. Hallelujah. Y'all might not know about crazy. Oh, but all right. Some of us do. Some of us do. And we can experience those fruits. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in the midst of crazy. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus. Amen. So be open. That's all I'm asking you. Be open to the blessing of a supernatural experience with the Lord. Because God will speak. You just watch out. You don't know how you're going to do it. He sent those angels. You don't know how God is going to speak. But God will send a supernatural visitation to you. God will visit you, I'm telling you. And God will be preparing you for the next extraordinary experience or achievement that God has for you. Oh, praise God. Just get close to God. And when you get close, God strengthens you on the inside. So no matter what trial, no matter what tribulation, no matter who, what, no matter what, God is going to see you through. Can nobody be able to defeat you because you and the Lord will make one and there will be victory because of the Lord Jesus. So pray this prayer. Oh God, give me a listening heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a risk worth taking. Change is never easy. How many know that? Some of us have more trouble with it than others. But it is inevitable. Change is going to happen, especially when it comes to matters of God, saints. Tell your neighbor, it ain't easy, but it is necessary. It is necessary. If you want a more meaningful relationship with your Creator, with your friend, your Savior, with the lover of your soul, oh, if you want to experience to go from moments of happiness to moments of joy, joy that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you've got to ask the Lord for the ability to be able to listen to God's voice. And you pray that, Lord, empower my listening. Oh, Lord, empower my speaking. Oh, Lord, just love through me. Heal through me. Bless through me. Save others through me. Use me, Lord. And may I experience you fully. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, how far is Bethlehem? How close is God? Well, I close by saying God's close enough to comfort us in our sorrow. God is close enough to heal our grief and to help us in our difficulties and despair. God is close enough to strengthen us in our weaknesses, and we all got them. Don't try to deny it. We all do. God is able to encourage us in our trials and tribulations. Jesus said, in this world you shall have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I am with you and I have overcome the world. God is close enough to direct us in our decisions. Day after day, we got to decide this and that. God is able and close enough to help us with our daily duties, our daily responsibility. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Anoint each one here today. Anoint each family. Anoint our ministries for you, Lord God, and defend us in our battles for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give praise to Jesus who made that long journey for us, that long journey to our souls, that we might know this forgiving God. He made a long journey. Jesus traveled through 42 generations. 42 generations. He loved us that much. He was born in a manger, praise God. And he made a lot of stops. And one stop he made was at Calvary. And they spit on him and they beat him and they crucified him and he died. Oh, he made that stop. He made it for you and he made it for me. And then 3 days later, the word tells us, up from the grave he arose. He arose and he's the victor. Jesus has won. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. So today on this fourth Sunday of Advent, let's just give the Lord Jesus a praise offering. We love you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Saints, let us join our hearts in prayer. Oh, precious Lord Jesus, you who are wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, oh, you who love us with an everlasting love, we come with hope today. We're filled with hope because you came into this world as Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, we thank you for your awesome love. We can't even fathom the depth of it. But we pray that you would let us see this Christmas season that is not just a time for gifts and a time for parties and fellowship, but it's also a time to draw closer to you, deeper in our understanding of who you are, what you've done for us, and what you yet want to do in, through, and for us as individuals and as families and as your family. So Lord, help us to rise up in our faith and to be able to overcome our fears through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us, oh God, to be open to the blessing, just open to the blessing of a supernatural visitation that will prepare us for moments of extraordinary achievement. Help us to be open to supernatural visitations that will carry us through seasons of trials and challenge and temptation. Oh, we thank you that you're speaking. Help us, oh God, to listen. And may we be not just hearers of your voice, hearers of your word, but rise up as transformed doers as well. Oh, may we each pray the prayer. Oh God, give me a listening heart. Make it so is our prayer, Lord Jesus. Make it so. If that's your prayer today, just shout to the Lord, make it so. Speak to just speak it. Make it so. Make it so. Help us, oh God. And we thank you on this glad day of celebration. And it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we all join together to say, amen and amen.